الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، وقامت الصلاة.
وَأَبْقَى لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ انتصر بعد ظلمه فأولئك ما عليهم من سبيل. إنما السبيل على الذين يظلمون الناس ويبغون في الأرض بغير الحق، أولئك لهم عذاب أليم. ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور. ومن يضلل الله فما له من ولي من بعده. وترى الظالمين لما رأوا العذاب يقولون هل إلى مرد من سبيل. وتراهم يعرضون عليها خاشعين من الذل ينظرون من طرف خفي. وقال الذين آمنوا إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة، ألا إن الظالمين في عذاب مقيم. وما كان لهم
إلا البلاغ. وإن
بها وإن تصبهم سيئة بما قدمت أيديهم فإن الإنسان كفور لله ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah, we praise Him and we seek help from Him, we ask forgiveness from Him, we repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. Anyone who has been misguided, he will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness, there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. They bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and his servant. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace and blessing be upon your servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions. In continuation of the series of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam life and ethics, today we will address the two villages of Al-Aqaba. Al-Aqaba 1, village of Aqaba 1, village of Aqaba 2. And we mentioned about the first village. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna al-lazina yubayi'unaka innama yubayi'un Allah yadullahi fawqa aydihim. Faman nakatha fa innama yankuthu ala nafsih. Waman awfa bima ahad alayhi Allah. Fasayutihu ajran azeema. Verily, those who give bay'ah, pledge, to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are given bay'ah, pledge to Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands. Then whoever breaks his pledge, breaks it only to his own harm. And whoever fulfills it, what he has covenant with Allah, he will bestow on him a great reward. Within these two villages, there's some companions who played a significant role. One of them is Mus'ab ibn Umayr. Mus'ab ibn Umayr was a very wealthy young man that who gave up wealth for the sake of his faith. His mother threatened him and harmed him and tortured him to give up Islam. But Mus'ab ibn Umayr told her did not eat, did not drink, and she threatened that she should go to die because of what he did. He told her, if you have 70 souls, one goes after the other, I will never give up Islam. So you better eat. And she harmed him and did not give him any of her wealth. And Mus'ab ibn Umayr, from a wealthy young man to a very poor hardship life that he went through. But he was the ambassador of the first ambassador of Islam that Prophet Muhammad sent to Al-Madinah. And many of the Al-Madinah, who now are going to call him Ansar or Helper, you became Muslim because of Allah made Mus'ab ibn Umayr to be the reason for that. His way of convincing, his way of his calm character, played a significant role in many of these Muslims in Medina to become Muslims. Also, many of the other companions followed that, and the other companions played a significant role also. His name was Usayd ibn Hudayr. Usayd ibn Hudayr was one of these Muslims that he was the reason that many of the helpers also become Muslims. And Usayd ibn Hudayr, he was, and the Sa'd ibn Mu'az was the leaders of Ansar, and both of them played that role for the rest of the Medina Muslims to become Muslims. And also Sa'd ibn Mu'az. Sa'd ibn Mu'az, he was this young man who was only 36 years old when he died. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shaked with his death. And both Usayd ibn Hudayr and Sa'd ibn Mu'az would blade the rule to for the Muslims to in Medina to come to the second village, and many of them became Muslims and also made the Medina to be ready for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come, and the Muslims of Mecca to move to Medina and to for the first state of Islam to established. And this these two villages considered is the gate opening of a new light in Islam, and the hardship and the tortured life that the Muslims went through in Mecca was a stage that ended, and the new light was started in Medina. And in Bay'at al-Aqaba al-Thaniya was this significant rule of moving towards that direction when these 73 Muslims from Medina came, and two women, and the As'ad ibn Zurara was one of these young men that met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in Mecca during this time, the first six people from Medina, they met the Prophet, and he also played a significant role in Medina for many of the Muslims to join. And when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his father, his uncle, Al-Abbas, came to meet the Muslim from Medina, Al-Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib told the Medina Muslims that you are taking a huge responsibility. If you are not going to fulfill it, leave Muhammad with us here. Al-Abbas, that time, he was not Muslim yet. And we are protecting him, but if he's going to move to you, you're going to have a huge responsibility. Are you ready for that? And the Muslims from Medina, they was, responded positively, and they told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell us what you want. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that he want the protection for him and the Muslims, and to protect him as they protect their children and their wives. And he told him, what will be for us? He told him the paradise. And that was what they wanted. And that was also the helpers of Medina continued in that support, even not only during the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after him too, during the Khalifa Abu Bakr wa Umar ibn al-Khattab. So this rule of the village, the second village, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam prepared for the new stage of Muslims to start. And he assigned 12 leaders from, he asked them to get 12 leaders, and he asked them to follow and to go back with the group and to prepare for such a new stage that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was preparing for. And this group, when they was gathering, the shaitan, the Iblis, knew about this gathering. And he informed loudly to the Meccan disbelievers. And the Meccan disbelievers, when they learned about it, they came to the group of Medina, and they told them about these meetings. And of course, many of the disbelievers from Medina at the time, they said, we don't know anything. We just came here to make Hajj. And the Muslims from Medina did not say anything. But after a while, the Mecca, in the same, the last day, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that second village to be in the last day of Hajj. So for the Medina groups to leave right away. But when the disbelievers knew about that village, they went after them. And it was too late for most of them, because already left, except two. The one of them was able to escape, and one of the Medina Muslims, they captured him, they brought him back to Mecca, and they tortured him, but he was released because of what he was doing to some of the leaders of Mecca, and they went back. And that time, the Muslims in Medina, they prepared for to receive Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, "We are here, and we know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam chased and harmed in Mecca, and we were preparing for such a beginning of stage of Islam to start." And Mus'ab ibn Umair went back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he informed the Prophet about such preparation. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Muslims to start immigrating from Mecca to Medina, and the Quraysh, when they learned about that, they prohibited many of them. They split husband and wives and the children. They asked the Muslim from Mecca, if they want to leave, you just leave only by yourself. You cannot take anything with you. And the Meccan Muslims started to immigrate, and they were reached the point that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was ready to migrate from Mecca to Medina, and he chose Abu Bakr to be his companion. And we'll follow up, inshallah, next time. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بس خليش لحظه خليه بس يطفي خالص الله يفتح عليك.